Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
Whether it's the rail of the guitar, whether it's the spinning of the wheel, or whether it's the identification of the game that we're playing today, you know you're inside hour number three of the starting lineup. It's happening here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Oh, Will West, Tyler Ivins. Number is right, it sounds like, today, Will. Let them know for first-time listeners or refreshers, how do we play the game?
Oh, that's it. Here's what this means. We don't need one caller. We don't need two callers. We need three callers. So we need one more caller right now at 656-9900 to play the numbers right with us this morning. Works just like the opening showcase for the Price is Right. Mm-hmm. The two contestants are close without going over on our numbers or stats-based question. Going to advance to the final round. In the final round, contestant who's closest without going over is going to be your big winner, Tyler Ivins. Tell him what the win.
Smokies are back in town beginning 6 days from now. Beginning July 12th, they're going to begin a five-game set with the Biloxi Shuckers. Yeah, so if you want a family four-pack of tickets to see the Smokies and a pursuit of another Southern League championship, it all begins at 4:07 with our friends at the Tennessee Smokies. Let's get Andy in here first. Hi, Andy. Good morning to you. You get to choose. Would you like to have your numbers right question from me or Will West?
I'll go with you this morning, Tyler.
Andy, you just heard about USC and UCLA leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. How many combined football victories did both schools have last year in the Pac-12? I need total wins for both USC and UCLA.
17
says Andy. Jamie, how many combined wins did the Bruins and Trojans have last year?
Let's go 16.
16. Let's get LSU Matt in here. Hey, Matthew, combined wins for the Trojans and Bruins last year?
15.
Correct answer, 12. Remember, the Trojans went 4-8 last year. Unfortunately, we got to say goodbye to you, Andy, so that means LSU Matt and Jamie. Jamie, say good morning to Will West.
Jamie, you ready to get this W, Jamie?
Let's do it.
All right. Paul Goldschmidt currently leads the NL with the highest batting average. He's your batting leader in the NL. What is Paul Goldschmidt's batting average right now?
That's a great question.
Oh, gosh. Let's go 345
says Jamie. Ooh. What do you say, LSU Matt? Paul Goldschmidt, what's his batting average right now that leads the NL?
328.
The answer is 340. Closest without going over, LSU Matt is your winner.
Whatever. What are you doing over here when Matt
wins? You were
closest,
Jamie, but again, it's closest without going over.
No joke, I literally hung up on LSU Matt, and then somebody else hung up, and then Matt got back in, and he won. So I tried.
You tried to hang up, but LSU Matt, it feels dirty.
You're trying to eliminate LSU Matt.
Some Smokies tickets.
It was unintentional, but it was funny the way it worked out. Like, it was like, oh, it's just Matt. He'll come back tomorrow. But he goes back.
It was unintentional. Hey, man, it's LSU Matt. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Matt. But, hey, you got back in. You won. Good for you.
Wait a second. Paul Goldschmidt's hitting 340?
340.
He's having, like, the best quiet season ever. Yep.
What? Paul Goldschmidt, which they got him for a bag of baseballs. I don't care what any Cardinals fan tries to sell you. Go back and look at the trades for Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado. They gave up nobody. Nobody. And I know what somebody's going to say, Ivins, no, they didn't. You can look at this starting pitcher that the Rockies or this starting pitcher that Diamondback compared to the talent that they were getting in return. Trust me, they gave up nothing.
Luke Weaver and Carson Kelly. That's what they gave up.
I'm telling you. I'm just, again, compared to the talent and what they got, they gave up not anything nearly as what they needed to, nearly enough to get the talent they were getting in return.
Yeah, they had also Andrew Young, who was batted 205 last year in 70 appearances.
Mm. Matt, congratulations. 807. What do you do right now if you're the Pac-12? What happens first? Another school leads your conference? That's a question I have for you, Will. That's a question I have for you, Cannon. What happens first in the Pac-12? They get a TV contract done for after 2024, or another one of their schools gets poached from the conference? We explain next. We discuss next on the starting lineup. 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Yeah, speaking of the Pac-12, course, it lost two of its flagship programs in UCLA and USC last week to the Big Ten. It's going to push up its negotiating window for the media rights agreements with Fox and ESPN, as the current one that it's under expires in 2024. In baseball, the Braves handled the Cardinals 7-1. The Cubs got by the Brewers 8-3. The Reds stopped the Mets in Max Scherzer's return 1-0. The Pirates defeated the Yankees 5-2, and the Dodgers down the Rockies 5-2 as well. And former Tennessee point guard Kennedy Chandler signed his NBA rookie deal for a year, $7.1 million, with $4.9 million in guarantees. It's 8:08. More on conference realignment when TSL returns. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Rusty Wallace Honda, I-75 Callahan Drive. It is the intersection of selection. Rusty Wallace Honda. Okay, right now they have 189 vehicles currently on the lot at Rusty Wallace Honda. So they still have acres upon acres of vehicles at Rusty Wallace Honda right now. When I'd say selection, they have selection right now. Any type of vehicle that you are looking for, they have it at Rusty Wallace Honda. And here's the thing I love about Rusty Wallace Honda. If you're somebody that's upside down in your vehicle right now and you don't know what you're going to do, my last vehicle, it was a vehicle, good car, but the manufacturer stopped making it. So I was, you know, it's a car that was worth 15 grand, and I think I owed 12 on it still. It was worth 15 grand when the announcement came the manufacturer was going to stop making it, dropped to 8 grand, the value did, and I didn't even make a trade. So I didn't know what to do. So I went and saw Chad. Same thing we tell people to do in this building, same thing that I tell the family to do. Go see Chad if you need a vehicle, especially if you're somebody that's upside down right now, or you're looking at the prices of vehicles right now and you're thinking, this is just outrageous. Go see Chad. Every pre-owned vehicle they have at Rusty Wallace Honda is going to be clearance priced. They're going to give you top dollar trade-in value for your trade at Rusty Wallace Honda. The people are great. The buying environment's incredible. You don't have to worry about like feeling like you're going to war when you go to Rusty Wallace Honda. And I'll be honest, that service department is absolutely spectacular. They treat you the right way. Treat you like better than a luxury environment would. They're at Rusty Wallace Honda on Callahan Drive. It is the intersection of selection. They're the best in the business. I-75 Callahan Drive, Rusty Wallace Honda.
So, Will, if I asked you right now, feet to the fire, which conference has the best chance of surviving when this is all said and done, the Big 12 or the Pac-12?
So, if you missed the reports last night from Dennis Dodd, there was one about 6, then one about 11 o'clock last night. John Canzano was the first one to report this as a possibility, but then Dennis Dodd reporting that the Big 12 reached out to 6 teams in the Pac-12 yesterday about joining the conference. Those teams, the two Arizona schools, Colorado, Utah, Washington, Oregon. Now, also the report came last night that the commissioner of the Pac-12 has reached out to the ACC about a limited partnership where they would play a championship game between the Pac-12 winner and the ACC winner at the end of the season. And then have non-conference stuff going on as well. Here's what it is. You have desperation right now.
Yes.
Between the Big 12, the Pac-12, the ACC, they're all desperate. And they're acting desperate. And they should act desperate, I think, right now. The Pac-12, I think, can maybe they look, if I'm Washington and Oregon, I'm not going anywhere until I find out if I'm getting to the Big 10. And if I'm getting to the Big 10, I'm out.
My question is, how long can you
everybody
wait?
Everybody out. Up to and including Friday. That's as far as you can go.
That's fair. Yeah, okay,
but,
fair.
But 2 weeks is what I look at. I mean, look, worst case scenario, you're stuck in the Pac-12, make it $30 million a year, or you go to the Big 12, make it $30 million a year. Choose. So it's just a matter of how much do you feel like traveling. Do you want to go to Texas or not? That's the question. At least it's warm. But that's kind of what you're looking at. Look, I do think that I did see that it was thrown out, I think, by Pete Thamel of the idea of merging the Big 12 and the Pac-12, and I think that would be the best option that's on the table. Now, the unfortunate part of that is that's kicking the Kansas schools out and the West Virginias in West Virginia, and then putting together everybody from the Pac-12 in one division and everybody left in the Big 12 in one division and then playing it out. I think it's an 18-team conference, I think, and I think it actually would work out.
Especially if you're heading to the road, down the road of power conferences, superpower conferences.
I think it would be enough to make them the third. Yeah. Now, what does that mean for the ACC? I don't know. I don't know what that looks like right now for the ACC.
Come on down, Cincinnati. Well, no, they're already being added to.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Are they willing to take on West Virginia? I don't think they are. Are they willing to take on the Kansas? Is anybody willing to take on the Kansas schools there? I don't think they are.
I mean, West Virginia wouldn't be, at least for geography standpoint, wouldn't be too weird for the ACC. But, yeah, they're left with picking up a lot of the Mountain West schools or whatever's left after that.
Yep.
656-9900, the Stanley Fincent and Gates hotline. Where do you go with realignment? And if you're the Big 12 right now, how quickly do you move on the Pac-12 before they sign that brand-new television deal? Alan, good morning, man.
Hey, guys. Don't we need to alter our language a little bit? If the SEC becomes a 24 team conference, doesn't the word conference need to be a new word? It doesn't mean what it's always meant before, right? You can't play 23 teams. You can't. Like you've described, it's going to be like the NFL, you know, NFC and AFC. I guess they use the word conference, but that's not the way we've used it in college football.
Right. Yeah, and you're right. It would almost be more like a league, right? But you're right. It would be very different. It'd be like the Eastern Conference and Western Conference in the NBA, or the AFC and the NFC in the NFL. But it would be almost like the National League and American League, and then the leagues play each other at the end of the season for a playoff or something like that to see who the champion is.
We'd have to come up with a whole new language, right. I guess, for each conference, per se.
Right. In essence, it's the Fox League versus the ESPN League.
100%. That's why I question how much TV is kind of steering the boat on where they go when it comes to collecting new territories.
Yeah. Well, and I said that to John and Jimmy yesterday, I don't understand. I said somebody's playing three-dimensional chess and I don't understand it.
Sure.
Or they don't know the difference between a pawn and a rook, because it all seems so silly. Because this isn't conference realignment. This is amalgamating, you know, TV revenue. And why don't the 48 or 50 or whatever, you know, Power 5 schools just break off from the NCAA, form a league, or I called it yesterday the PFAA, the Power 5 Athletic Association.
I like that.
And do their own thing in football, share the revenue with, you know, you get more if you, you know, however, and you still capture all the same amount of revenue. You're just not creating these silly things that aren't conferences where you're debating whether the women's volleyball team from USC is going to fly to Rutgers or not, you know?
I honestly think this, Alan, and I think that what you're saying would be the reasonable way to do it. It seems as if right now, unless there's like hardcore smokescreen going on, it seems as if right now what it is Oklahoma and Texas is money, so let's take that. And USC and UCLA makes money, so let's take them. And there's no larger strategy behind it. I would just think that if you're going to start doing this, you would have the larger strategy. If I'm the SEC and I see that the Big Ten's poaching people, I'm trying to make sure that I strengthen the SEC as much as I can. And let's go ahead and go to two huge super conferences. That's what I would do right now if I was ESPN and the SEC. But it doesn't seem like that's the case. It's just, can we justify paying this team X amount of money today? And that's the only thing they're worried about is how much money can we pay them today? But what that leaves is to go to a Power 5 situation like that, the Big 12 is not worth the same amount of money that the SEC is right now.
Right.
Pac-12 is not worth the same amount of money the Big 10 is right now. The ACC is not worth the same amount of money that either the Pac-10, the other two conferences are.
Correct.
So what you're left with are two conferences making exponentially more money than the rest of the Power conferences. And so what it means is the people who were left at some point in time over a 5-year period, if the everything that people are laying out is true, which is the Big Ten is going to be making $80 to $100 million per team, and the SEC is going to be making $80 to $100 million per team, and the other conferences are going to make $30 million per team. Over a 5-year window, it's $250 million that a Clemson or a Florida State or a Miami would be behind on television revenue alone. And that's going to matter. And so that's why I don't think separating into just a Power 5 works. So what happens is, I think half a decade from now, when they start to try to expand again or whatever it might be, what you're going to be left with are these teams that haven't been able to compete for the last half decade because they flat don't have the money.
Question, is this now, I guess, replacing the idea of separating from the NCAA?
Yeah, it seems like it. I also don't know what good that does. Like, again, I keep coming back to the labor law is labor law.
It always
law
just seems to be
law.
The storyline that people keep going back
absolutely.
To.
And it's been the threat. That was the
exactly.
threat that Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, Greg Sankey all made was that we'll leave the NCAA if you don't violate labor law.
Right.
And the NCAA said we're hemorrhaging $3,700 per day on legal fees. We can't do that. We can't afford to do that for the last 7 years.
So
they've
is
been
this
doing
the
that.
New direction we're heading in college football?
It looks like it. It looks like that's the way to go. It does. So the one thing that I would say with this is It's not going to move as fast as we would want it to. It's not going to be efficient. I don't think it's going to work well, but it's football and it's probably recession-proof and we don't care.
Right.
At the end of the day.
As long as they kick off on the end of August, yes.
One thing I do want to bring up, and David's mentioned it on Twitter, and I actually looked this up yesterday after the show, because we disagreed on whether Notre Dame might be interested in the Big Ten.
Right.
You know how much money that Notre Dame makes from NBC according to tax records?
For me, even to throw a guess out there to be off, what
$15 is it? $15 million per year.
That's it?
That's it.
15?
And then they make about, I think it's about 30 for the ACC is what they make, or 25 for the ACC.
Bye.
So they're making $40 million to $60 million less than the Big Ten's about to pay with the new contract that everyone's speculating they'll get with USC and UCLA.
Bye. Is so that, when do they join that, another conference?
Is that enough that Notre Dame does it? Because yep. The one thing they've prided themselves on having their own network and being an independent.
How long until the Big Ten goes and goes to Palo Alto?
And then they go get Stanford. If Notre Dame comes, they're going to get
there
Stanford. And then you don't have to worry as much about USC, UCLA. You've got the historic rivals that you've had with Michigan, with
Michigan State,
yep.
Stanford.
Yep.
You get to keep, I'm forgetting two of them off the top of my head. But
Northwestern's right there. Indiana's right there. You've got a lot of geographic rivals. That's old.
So do you go get Stanford first?
You feel like they're old school.
Do you go get Stanford first and get in place?
You wait and see. You wait and see.
Do you have a contingent in place that says, hey, we'll join, but you got to go get Stanford next? I'm not saying Stanford and Notre Dame would be in bed together, but I feel like it kind of needs to be.
We'll go get, because if you're the Big Ten, you can get Stanford right now, right?
Why wouldn't you? They're the number five market. If that's the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Fox want that?
Well, I have no idea. Why wouldn't any of these teams want to just grow and add everything, every power move you can? I don't understand where we're at right now that this wouldn't happen. And again, I keep coming back to what Michael Braden said yesterday on Twitter, and I thought it was brilliant. And he does a great job covering the SEC. If you're the Big Ten and the SEC doesn't go get Clemson and the two Florida schools, don't you go get Clemson and the two Florida schools?
You become the,
you're nationwide.
It's relevant pop culture wise. The Demi Gordon.
Yeah.
The Shadow Monster.
Yeah.
You are the Shadow Monster of the college football.
You take the whole thing over. And that's what you get, a not just a footprint, but a strong footprint in the Southeast.
You have officially done something that you didn't think you'd ever be able to do.
Yeah.
And that's become bigger than the SEC.
Yeah. You're at least bigger. You're making more money. And especially if you decide to, take Georgia Tech and I'll take the Carolina schools.
Is that
too,
with Notre Dame and Clemson?
And if you don't get Notre Dame, that's what I'm saying. Then you go,
Clemson, you go
to the South. If you're you tell the SEC, either you get into the South or either you go after them and Clemson looks at the SEC and says, we'll come, but otherwise we're going to the Big Ten.
You nab those two Florida schools in Clemson, even without Notre Dame, the Big Ten is now bigger than the SEC. It is. It is. And you can try to break it down school by school any way you want, but when it comes to revenue, when it comes to sports, I would give the nod to the Big Ten. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Start, bitch, cut, ride with Ivan's play for your Wednesday. We got a jam-packed final 35-plus minutes happening next here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Getting a lot of love this morning on social media. Big thank you to everybody who's been joining us at 6 a.m. You can find us, TSL99.1. That is both on Instagram, the Twitters, the Facebooks. You want to interact with us during breaks after the show, we'd love to keep things moving with you guys. That's how we do things here between 6 and 9 a.m. on TSL. I'm Tyler, he's Will Kaner, Big Red Button Time. This is Start, Bitch, Cut here on the starting lineup.
All right, guys, which wide receiver makes the most sense for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? T.Y. Hilton, Odell Beckham, or Julio Jones?
Who's going to cost them the least amount of money?
Yeah, that's going to be the answer. But, if you want to, from a play standpoint.
Yeah.
Start T.Y., bench Odell, cut Julio. What you don't here, you're not going to get 16 targets a game from Aaron Rodgers just because you've got a big contract and you want and throw the ball up, I'll make a play from you.
Yep.
That is not how Aaron Rodgers does plays quarterback. So
are we in agreement, though? They got to find somebody who can replace Devontae Adams. They have players, but I need like a big body.
I don't think so.
I'm going to start Odell. I'm going to bench T.Y. I'm going to cut Julio. The only reason why I don't trust Julio to be able to get you half of what you need.
Yeah, he's not going to play eight games this year. So that's definitely less than half the season. I look at it this way. Who's left on the scrap heap? That's who you get. That's what I would do if I was the Packers because you're paying Aaron Rodgers a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm not paying any of these guys a whole lot of money. Nope. However, I mean, are they, one injury away, say, in fall camp? I mean, are you going to be desperate to overpay? Probably, right? But not for Julio Jones. But, T.Y. Hilton for sure, right? I'd go out and overpay amongst these guys for a guy like T.Y. Hilton potentially because Odell Beckham Jr.
You imagine him and Randall Cobb just running slant routes, just possession receivers? Yep. I'll take that.
Yeah, you just don't know what OBJ you're going to get. Plus, coming off an injury as well, it's a bad situation to be in. Still their talent birthday edition. Comedy skills of Kevin Hart acting skills of Sylvester Stallone or time spent as president like George W. Bush?
Well, the Bush presidency ended with a with the recession. So I'm not gonna and we also went to wars. I'm gonna start Kevin Hart, bench Stallone, cut W. I like W, but it didn't go well.
Here's the thing: you get to be president of the United States.
You're the president of the free world.
Yeah, but you're talking about the time you spent get to as president.
Well, okay, no, he is. Okay, that's right.
9/11, two wars, two recessions. I mean, one of those isn't his fault, but still, like, I'm not ripping W. I'm just saying that his time was not great. I wouldn't want to be the guy that presided over that.
Oh, that's what makes this tricky. I'll start Hart. I'll bench George W. I'll cut Sly Stallone.
Look at what presidency does to people, too. You're president of the United States, but you're also making a 100th of, or, 5% of what Kevin Hart's making per year. And look at the way it ages people. Obama looked like he was 38 when he got into president. Yeah. He looked like he was 78 when he got out.
Fair point.
Yeah, gray hair. I guess if you're making it your own, I mean, there's no way you're ever going to bench being the president of the free world. I mean, the most powerful man in the world.
I am straight up cutting being the president.
So you are starting that.
I look at it and say, what kind of idiot wants that job?
By the way, compare the two. Plastic surgery has done wonders for Sly Stallone.
Well, also human growth hormone has done wonders for Sly Stallone as well.
Stallone and George W. Bush are both 76.
Yeah.
Like, my goodness.
But Stallone said he takes HGH.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's brisk, baby.
W looks a lot older than 76. I'm not going to lie.
That's what I'm saying. The presidency. What do you think it is they tell you? Like, they have to tell you something that or you see something that horrifies you to such an extent that it, like, ages you.
Whatever's in Area 51.
That's the aliens.
Whatever's in Area 51. Today is National Hand Roll Day. What are your thoughts on sushi? Delicious. It's whatever or disgusting.
Oh, star delicious.
100%.
And I'm not going to even touch the other two. So exactly. It's delicious. That's it.
Start delicious, bench delicious, cut delicious.
That's right. Good job, Bob. Delicious.
Caner, hates sushi.
I wish I liked it. I know it's really, really good for you. Depending on what you get, of course. But I will.
You ever tried edamame?
No. I'm gonna start disgusting. I'm gonna bench it's whatever, and I'm gonna cut delicious.
Caner, one more time. Have you ever tried edamame?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a huge edamame fan, but if you're at any type of roll you're giving me in sushi, I'm doing it. Sashimi, I'm doing it. I'm doing any kind of sushi you're giving me.
Yes.
Eel, I'll eat eel.
Today is rapper 50 Cent's 47th birthday.
Go.
Greatest club banger of all time.
No, Sean.
It's the most important question in the history of Star Bitch Cup right now.
In the Club by 50, Party Up by DMX, or 100% is the start.
No, it's not.
Get Low by Lil Jon.
All right, is that the right three?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because the Usher song was one that I considered.
Yeah!
That is one. Hypnotized is one I consider, but I don't consider that a club banger necessarily. But it got the club going.
Trust me, these are the right three.
Okay.
You Start Party Up by DMX.
You Start Party Up! Thank you, Ivins.
You fire up the sirens and all the sound as you go. You're going to bench Get Low, and you're going to cut Into Club.
That is the correct
order. I will tell you, I've never seen girls trip over their heels on the way to the club when they hear this. And they're like,
I know. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Drinks spilled everywhere.
Yeah, you're just like, sir, that'll be $78.40, sir.
Even that girl that's like white wine drunk and has been weeping uncontrollably at your bar is like, let Get Low come on.
Honey, please. Let Get Low come on.
And she's wiping that mascara off her face and head right to the floor.
I mean, it's
she comes back to the window.
I mean, it's what you're after here, right? I mean, in the club, I do not feel like it's a club banger.
It got it done. It did. That was a club. A little before your time, Eric, but I understand. It was a club banger.
That song was popular when I was younger. I mean,
elementary school? Probably.
Man, middle school. I mean, I remember it being out there.
Oh, that's true. You'd have been in middle school or high school when that happened.
I very much do not see it as a... When I was clubbing back in my younger days, it was never a club banger.
So what were the club bangers for your generation, Eric?
I don't know. I mean, Get Low played a lot.
Get Low
never went away. It's like Stairway to Heaven of club bangers. It's just going to be played for the next 50 years.
Caner was on that Yabba Usher stuff.
Yeah.
Caner would be in the middle. And then I tackled him. Peace up. A-Town down. Guys, I'll be back in 7 minutes. I'll be right back.
It's National Fried Chicken Day. Best side to serve with fried chicken.
Mm.
Now, this is the most important question of the day. Mashed potatoes and gravy, macaroni and cheese, or coleslaw? You're going to cut the coleslaw 10 out of 10,
dude.
Right? You're going to cut it.
You're starting the mashed potatoes and gravy. You're benching the macaroni and cheese. You're cutting the coleslaw. Yes. Here's the thing. If I go to a restaurant, and I ask you, can I get something else instead of the coleslaw? That's fine if you say no. I don't love it, but that's fine if you say no. Because sometimes some places won't let you sub the slaw, but I will tell them. I will literally tip you 10% more if you make sure that coleslaw is not on my plate when you bring it here. What I'd like for you to do is take a trash can and dump it in the trash can in front of me, and I will pay you any amount of money you want.
Just hand it to me.
Just or throw it in the floor and then get a dog, have the dog go number two on the coleslaw.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And then set it on fire. I pride myself on being a Southern gentleman, but I am not.
Yeah.
Will nor I ever, ever eat coleslaw.
Coleslaw is the worst.
You're going to bench coleslaw. You're going to cut mac and cheese.
You're the guy that eats coleslaw.
Yeah, I told you, hand me the coleslaw.
No, it's fair if you want to eat it. It's all good. But he's eating it over
macaroni and cheese.
And cheese.
Yeah, there's some people out there who don't know how to make good mac and cheese.
That's true. No, I've never had bad mac and cheese.
Are you one of those people?
I know how to make mac and cheese.
You do?
Grab a blue box of Kraft. Just sit there and boil that water. A little powder in there.
I was at a restaurant one time, true story, and I said, "Hey, can I have mac and cheese on the side?" They're like, "It's Kraft." I'm like, "That's fine. Just bring it out.
I always talk about it.
It's all
is
good.
It mac and cheese? Cool. I'm here.
I have been known to order two kids' meals that have mac and cheese. You know what I mean? Just when I want some mac and cheese,
dude.
Can
I order a kid off the kids' menu? No. Can I order two kids' meals just for me though? Sure.
Yeah. Last one. Which team in the Pac-12 is most attractive in conference expansion?
Come on,
Arizona, Washington, or Oregon?
Nike brand. You start the Nike brand, I'm going to bench
accurate.
Seattle, and then I'm going to cut the Phoenix market. That so is, you go Oregon, Washington, Arizona.
That is absolutely. Look, because the thing is this. Washington's good, and Oregon's good, and the other two suck.
Yep.
Although, Oregon's going to have that Kirby Smart strategy moving forward, so I don't know that I want to watch them play football.
I don't appreciate
it. But they will look good doing it, right?
They will look fantastic doing it.
I don't appreciate how you guys
all 13 points
over.
They score each week.
Dustin on Twitter. Why do they always hate on coleslaw? Ivans, I'm with you. Pro coleslaw. Thank you.
You know why? Because coleslaw sucks.
Yeah. The reason Dustin.
Did he just sound like Wayne a little bit there? You know what, Derry? Okay, Derry. You want to talk about coleslaw, Derry? Okay, Derry.
The reason we don't like coleslaw, Dustin, is we like when things taste good.
Oh, our guy, Chef Scott, chimes in and says potato salad.
Chef Scott's got a point here, boys.
I won't eat potato salad.
Will, I won't either, but very Southern.
But it is very Southern. You're right. Look, if a Baptist is holding a picnic, you're going to see some potato salad. About 12
sure.
different potato salads.
You better not pass it without scooping some on your plate.
I'm not hating on anyone that wants to eat either one, but I will hate on coleslaw way more than potato salad.
Yeah.
You want to give shouts to Jeremy and our friends at Blue Water Climate Control?
BlueWaterClimateControl.com, Knoxville's highest rated HVAC company. Family owned and operated, veteran run business. That is Blue Water Climate Control.
Mets decided they didn't want to score any runs last night. Not only did it break my heart, but it broke your heart, especially if you were over there tailing me during Riding with Ivans. Got a winner for you today. I actually love this pick. Not saying I don't love all my picks. This pick, though, guaranteed lock. So let's add some units to it, shall we? 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal. We'll have it for you next.
The Pac-12, who lost two flagship programs, UCLA and USC, to the Big Ten last week, is pushing up negotiations for its next media rights agreement. The current one's set to expire with Fox and ESPN after 2024. In baseball, the Braves handled the Cardinals 7-1. The Cubs got by the Brewers 8-3. The Reds topped the Mets, and Max Scherzer's return to the mound. 1-0 that final. The Pirates defeated the Yankees 5-2, and the Dodgers down the Rockies 5-2. And Kennedy Chandler signed his NBA rookie deal, 4 years worth $7.1 million. 4.94 of that will be guaranteed. It's 8:42. Pete Michaels traffic coming up next. Riding with Ivans coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
All right, back to the window we go. Music can only mean one thing. Let's wrap things up. Riding with Ivans play for your Wednesday, July the 6th. Tyler Ivans, Will West here on the starting lineup. Of course, American Outdoor Equipment bringing you today's Riding with Ivans. Shouts to Tyler O'Brien and all of our friends up just up the road there in Gateway Avenue in Rockwood, 245-5213. Locally owned, family owned. They're your East Tennessee Branson dealers. Listen, they're offering a wide selection of Branson tractors suitable for any need, situation, or terrain. So as you know, no matter big or small, your outdoor space at work or at your home, you need to make sure Branson's the one that you're trusting when it comes to keeping all those lines even. Find them in Rockwood again, 245-5213. All right, your play for today. Man, that was a little bit of a heartbreak last night. Tough loss last night for a lot of us, especially when you go to the ninth inning scoreless and you leave nine men on. Mets should have blown the Reds out of the water. No biggie. What we'll do is we'll head all the way out to the West Coast today. It's a day game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Oakland Athletics. Jays have lost five straight. And now they're suffering yet again a chance to be swept by a team that they are way better than in the Oakland A's. Today, Jose Berrios is on the hill for the Jays. Widely inconsistent. I mean, we're talking about ERAs in the high sevens, low eights over his last 5 to 6 starts, but that's not worrying me today. Toronto, better team than Oakland. Never consistently can you see the A's put together 2, 3, or 4 starts. That's why I like Berrios not only to lock things down today, but I like the Jays to get a hold of a lot of balls and have them flying out of the Oakland Coliseum. Short and sweet, your play for Wednesday, July the 6th. Give me the Toronto run line today. That's the Blue Jays -1.5. They avoid the sweep. They get back on track by more than a run today. It's Ryan with Ivins. Give me the Jays. Can't believe I'm taking Canada baseball right now. It's where we are. It's where we are right now. Could I say that I believe that Notre Dame and Stanford will be in the Big Ten before the start of next season? Or at least, you know, it'll be agreed upon that they're going to be joining the Big Ten in the near future. Can we make that my Ryan with Ivins play for Wednesday?
So you think Notre Dame's going?
I think they're already gone.
You think?
Just think they haven't announced it yet.
I just, like, the money seems like it'd be the smart thing to do, but it just seems like, I don't know, you know, some people want to be snooty just for the sake of being snooty, especially old money.
Oh, I know a lot of
old money that doesn't, even in old money that doesn't have money anymore, wants to act like that they're still rich.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the thing that I wonder with Notre Dame is, are the old money boosters going to be okay with that? We've had the reports that they don't have the NIL situation other places have.
Good question.
They're making $15 million per year on football from the NBC contract, which is not a lot of money.
How can you say no to what Fox and the Big Ten are going to offer you?
Yeah, to $100 million a year.
Come on down. Come on down.
$50, $60 million difference probably, because I bet it does hit a – like, I could see it. If 100 is on the table, adding Notre Dame is what gets you there.
The second the Big Ten grabs Notre Dame, Greg Sankey then has to start opening up dialogue with the ACC.
Does he? Do you think that they get you go poach?
Oh, you can't.
Oh, look, I'd have been poaching already. You're going to get nuts? Get nuts.
That's why I think Sankey, something's going to come out next week. Hey, guys, here's our new scheduling format. Here's what you need to know about how things are going to look when Texas and Oklahoma is going to get here. Don't get too used to this, though, because we're going to run more teams. We're going to have some more schools. That's all I'm saying. We're all getting hyped up about what the new format could look like. What do you mean Tennessee's not going to be able to see this team again or not going to be able to keep this team in conference or won't see Florida annually? Well, don't worry, because it's going to get changed up 3 or 4 years down the road whenever they add Carolinas or add Clemsons or add Miamis or add Florida States to the mix. So don't get too worked up based on the format that gets released next week in Atlanta.
I think that we're going to get the format release and nothing else. When something like that breaks, the SEC rarely announces it. It's that it breaks independent of the SEC. Now, scheduling and things like that, they'll do, but it'll be reported by somebody else first.
That's what I'm saying. If I made it seem like the SEC was going to come out with fireworks and go, big news, no. But somebody's going to be like, hi, Trent Grisham from the Independent. Trent here. By the way, I've heard rumors that Miami, Clemson, that's not happening whatsoever. 2 hours later, we've got breaking news. You know, Trent from the Independent.
And it happens. Happening. 6 a.m. Yeah. This gets broken, and then everybody answers questions about it. It'll happen the day after Sankey talks. That way he doesn't have to talk about it publicly.
Exactly. And Shane Beamer's going to be up there. Hey, what are your thoughts on Clemson joining the SEC?
What?
Yeah. Shane Beamer's what?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that. Got Ross Bjork over at Texas A&M. I don't care as long as we get the first home game. It's like, Ross, calm down. Come on. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Look, I don't think we see expansion right now. There's a reason why everybody went from on Friday – it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Like, mm-hmm. Get ready. Super 24-team super conferences. It's 20 to 24 teams. It's going to happen this year. That's what the reports were Thursday night into Friday. By Sunday into Monday, it was, this is not going to happen that quickly.
Right.
And maybe they don't take more teams. And could that be a negotiating ploy? It could. It makes me think that the football people and the athletics people wanted certain things, and let's go ahead and go to the super conference model. But ESPN, Fox said, not right now. Also, that should have been Master of Puppets if you played us out.
Gosh, he missed the boat, didn't he?
That's all right. Do you know what Master of Puppets is? If I say Master of Puppets, you know what that means?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Oh, so sorry.
Was Eminem ever a club banger?
I don't know that there was a club banger, but there was no lack of energy when Eminem got up there.
Now, Eminem Prime, that was when I was in elementary school. Very much remember it. Very much was on MTV. But I was not into clubs when he was in his prime.
Sorry, the instrumentals sometimes get a hold of me.
You like think you like the instrumental?
I love the instrumentals because you can take as long as you want.
Shimmying.
Take as long as you want. Nothing's worse than trying to sit here and get us out, and all of a sudden somebody's rocking in the background of vocals, and it's like, no, just give me some instros. You ready to get out of here? Let's do it again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Yep.
Keep refreshing the Twitters. You never know what's going to break. Will it be a Phoenix market? Will it be somebody from the Northwest? Are we talking about you? Whether it's a Portland, Oregon, whether it's a Seattle, Washington, we'll bring you the latest tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eric, Brian, they're next. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Go out, make this the best Wednesday possible.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.